Welcome, beloved. Thank you for being here in this moment. I invite you to pause, take a breath, and receive these thoughts from my spirit to your spirit through spirit, not just with your mind, but with your heart and soul. May what is shared here meet you exactly where you are in your consciousness and offer whatever your heart desires and your soul needs for this day and this moment in time. Ashe. I'm just saying number 147. It's the twinkle in their eyes, and it's magical. We never want that light in their eyes to fade. Thank God Ua still has this twinkle in his eyes. It's the twinkle in their eyes. It's the twinkle that tells a very important story of how children see and react to the world. It is the aha moments in a child's experiences that are moments of discovery and understanding. It's the time when they connect the dots. It is so exciting, and perhaps one of the most special moments that if you are lucky enough, you get a glimpse of their response to those aha moments. Or they come to you full of excitement and absolute feelings of self-satisfaction about something they have discovered or understand for the first time. It is the stuff that builds their self-esteem and fills and feeds their self-love. They need these moments when they are allowed to explore and experiment in their world. They find these discoveries of new understandings to be marvelous. We, on the other hand, what might us see that they have unveiled something seemingly insignificant and non-essential to our little explorers, these findings to them might be seen as being the greatest discovery to mankind. Oh my goodness, it is so magnificent to be an observer and watch them in action. Can you remember any of this excitement in your childhood? Can you remember how you felt when you discovered something for the first time and knew you had accomplished a magnificent feat all by yourself? Do you still have those aha moments? Do you still get the twinkle in your eye? It is so important for us to still experience the wonder of exploring and discovering new elements in our world. There is a saying, there is always more truth and knowledge to learn. You see, children are learning so much organically. They see what we don't see. They hear what we don't hear. Their five senses are on high alert. We, on the other hand, are so busy being busy that we miss so much of the finer nuances of the beauty and majesty of the world we live in. If we tune into the wisdom we are supposed to hold, then we would tap into the wonderment of our childhood and see the world whenever we could through the eyes of our inner child. Oh, trust me, you will find joy and contentment there. Let me remind you, these moments are precious. Don't let time with the children in your life that move through your life experiences slip through your fingers. Stay tuned in and be a presence in their lives, and they will love you and respect you forever. So breathe deeply. Close your eyes and visualize something that brings you back into homeostasis with your inner child's perspective of the beauty and the gifts and the blessings that surround your life. May today bring you a sense of peace, a sense of joy, and moments of feeling loved and validated for who you are and what you are gifting our humanity. Won't you have a blessed day and be a blessing in the lives of others? Thank you for listening and sharing this sacred space with me. May you always remember in your life to carry the things that serve you, release what does not, and move forward in your life, wrapped in love, wrapped in grace, wrapped in peace, wrapped in joy, clarity of mind and spirit, and compassion for yourself and compassion for others. Ashe. Go gently, breathe deeply.